This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine.
A diverse sound for a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
What happened then, Macca?
Look, it's technology.
So you and I should never be in charge of the buttons.
No. No. So you are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tess. So who's our next guest, Tess?
Macca, just before we introduce our next guest, I just want to acknowledge this really exciting major project by Midsummer called Body.
Yes.
And it's an exploration of all things that are associated with diverse bodies, really, in a sense. So we have Bonnie Haas, who is actually doing a performance and also a talk at Midsummer as part of the festival. Bonnie Haas is from the Androgen Insensitivity Syndrome Support Group, or the AIS Group Australia. Good morning, Bonnie.
Oh, hi there.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. I'm well.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, and you too.
So, Bonnie, you're doing a couple of things from what I can see. You're doing a performance and you're also giving a talk. Tell us about the talk first.
So the talk is a talk I'm doing with another intersex artist called Kelly. And it's about celebrating intersex bodies, basically. So we'll be talking about the situation that people find when they're born with sex characteristics that aren't typically male or female, or what is considered typically male or female by a medical model of what bodies are supposed to look like. And I suppose intersex bodies have a real history of being highly medicalized and pathologized, and many people with intersex bodies have actually experienced medical interventions in order to make their bodies appear more male or more female.
And in fact, interventions were made
without permission
of the individual concerned.
Well, informed consent, I suppose, I gave permission for surgery to happen to me when I was 12, but I didn't necessarily have a full understanding of what I was consenting to. So, I suppose the impact of that, of having these interventions, and they might be like hormonal interventions or surgical the types of things can actually have lifelong implications for individuals, particularly because most of this happens in secrecy and silence. So there's been like a real clinical trend in order to treat intersex bodies as being abnormal and shameful, and people are promoted to not talk about it. So a lot of the decision-making processes that happen around how to manage intersex bodies, or if they even need management, happen in isolation from other people that might have lived experience. So I suppose the intersex movement as such has developed over the last couple of decades, I suppose. And now people getting together and we're talking about what's best for us, what informed consent looks like, what, affirmative health care should be like for adults and children and infants that are born with variations in sex characteristics.
Bonnie,
we're also talking about what's also really great about having bodies that are different as well. Bodily variation isn't all bad. We have to jump up and down a little bit to make sure that our human rights are protected. But we also wanted to kind of dedicate space to talking about the specific insight that we have being born with bodies that, a little different.
I suppose, Bonnie, it's Macca here. It's awesome that Midsummer has put this in the festival program. I think that's a great thing to do. Tell us about, you know, the events or the program that you're doing. So our listeners, you know, because most people have probably got a hold of a Midsummer program, they're looking at what they're going to do. Give us a bit of an idea of what they can expect.
Well, I suppose, like, I can only really speak about the performance that I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I got into intersex activism through default, basically, because, like, I just identified the need for it. But, like, my history and my background is in filmmaking and music and performance, so I'm an artist. And my show is kind of a synthesis of a lot of different things. So it's expanded cinema, so it involves hand-painted celluloid and 16mm projection. Then also there's a bit of a commentary on, like, on the beauty industry, really, and how bodies are normalized within that, and people are through advertising or being made to feel deficient in some way to purchase products in order to follow sort of societal expectations of what beauty is, which is completely, you know, obviously really subjective. But then people end up, you know, doing all manner of different types of things to try and fit their bodies into these narrow confines of what is an acceptable way to look. And I'll be doing that quite overtly. I'll be, like, squeezing my body into something for a period of 3 hours. So I'll be a durational performance art piece.
I was just reading the profile of your performance in the Midsummer Guide, and it says that you will be on a bicycle for 3 hours, and you'll be wrapped up in some sort of plastic where you can gather your own sweat and harvest that in a manner similar to the tears that are induced in rabbits during a laboratory testing for new beauty products. It sounds pretty extreme.
It's also an experiment I'm conducting on myself. You know, as an intersex person, I was given a lot of treatments that were given to me without a solid evidence base.
Yes.
So they were ostensibly experimental treatments. So as a part of the re-empowerment of my own body and the experiences that I've had, I tend to conduct my own experiments on myself these days. Whether that is experimenting with different hormone replacement therapy to find what actually works with me beyond a heteronormative medical model that all women should have estrogen and all men should have testosterone. So, you know, in the same way, like, beauty comes at a cost, and, you know, norms come at a cost, and they come at a cost to the people that can't necessarily have the least amount of voice in that space.
Excellent.
So the animals in that space for beauty products probably have the least amount of voice of all.
So your performance is it's a free performance. It's interactive, and it can be found on the 2nd of February, which is a Saturday, between 3 and 6 p.m. That's a long performance,
yeah,
Bonnie. You'll be exhausted by the end of that.
Yeah, I'm kind of in training now, drinking lots of electrolytes, you know, coconut water, eye mascara, that kind of thing.
Good on you. Good on you. Look after yourself in the meantime. So if you want to catch Bonnie's performance, it is on the 2nd of February, Saturday the 2nd of February, between 3 and 6 p.m. And it will be at the Arts House, which is on Queensbury Street in North Melbourne.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much, Bonnie.
Thank you. Best wishes
with the work and the advocacy that you're doing. It sounds great. I think bringing greater awareness and attention to the issues around the diverse bodies that we have in our community is a wonderful thing.
Macca. It'd be great, yeah. And also on the Friday, Kelly and I are doing, like, an artist talk around actual celebrating intersex bodies. So that's also at the Arts Centre on Friday the 1st.
Okay, Friday the 1st. Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you.
That was very interesting to have that conversation with Bonnie Haas.
Fascinating.
Well, I think it's really important that these things are exposed and they are talked about and that we're open about these things and we actually know what's going on in our community.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.